Sup, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. We're here for another episode. It is Pride Month, so we will be talking about that.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, June.
Yeah, it's June.
It's gone by so quick.
Yes. And we want to say sorry for not being as regular.
Yes, we've resolved to not make promises that we can't keep.
Yeah. We thought we were going to be able to, but now we can.
Since we're now just kind of starting out,
mm-hmm.
we don't really... We yeah. thought we had a schedule, but now we don't really, so please forgive us with any mishaps that happen.
Yeah.
But we are trying to be a little more active, and we have some pretty cool ideas and topics coming up in future episodes as well.
Yeah, so let's just get into it.
Webtoon review.
It's that time. Meme is like, what, 4 months old now?
Oh, no, it's still going.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, welcome back to the 8-Bit Coffee Shop. Today, we have a special episode planned. Today, we're going to be reviewing Webtoon comics. And if you don't have Webtoon, what are you doing?
Every episode is special. And we're not trying to advertise Webtoon. But we are at the same right. time.
We're not sponsored.
Yeah, no.
But Webtoon, if you know what we mean, hit us up. And
hashtag we are going...
this will be a spoiler-free. We won't spoil it. We're just going to give a quick rating. I think 1 would be how much we enjoyed it, and out of 10, how much we enjoyed it. And then another 1 would be artwork, how much we like artwork and everything.
So 1 is, it's okay.
And then 10 would be like, I love this.
I'm continuing to read it.
And it's the best thing.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Put you on the spot there.
Keep me on my toes.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So just find one you like, and so just a rating, how much we like it, and then another rating,
okay.
sort of the art. So I guess the first rating will kind of be how much we like the story
uh-huh.
and everything.
I will go for Boyfriend of the Dead.
Okay, I've heard of this.
It's a zombie comedy about a zombie and just a girl.
So just this... I think I read the first episode.
Yeah, they go through a zombie apocalypse. I would say out of 10 for story, I would give it a 9. Because it's very story and plot driven, which is really cool. Now, for artwork, I would give it also a 9. So, because the art style is simple, the colors are simple, and it's just very, like, put together, and I like that.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the simple thing.
Yeah.
And,
simple artwork.
Simple pleasures in life.
Yeah, it's good to the eyes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Your turn.
For my webtoon, I have chosen somewhat... Not new. But I've chosen Lavender Jack by Dan Shakade. forgive me.
I should say what mine is.
Oh, yeah. Forgive me if I say that wrong, though. So,
hold on.
So I think, you know, with your Boyfriend of the Dead, you know, it's just, it's, I like it. I mean, I've read the first episode.
It's by, I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this, Yushio?
Yushio? It looks like Yushio.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Yushio.
No last name or anything, just kind of like a content creator.
Yeah, Yushio.
So,
rate Lavender Jack.
Yes, Lavender Jack by Dan Shakade. I'm so sorry if I get that wrong. But this is probably one of my favorites of all time. For story, I would give it an 11. It is so intriguing, and everything is just, it all works together so well. I haven't actually caught up completely on this, but the episodes are lengthy, they're good, and it's just, it's awesome. For artwork, I'd give it a 9. Or probably a 10, actually. But the shading for this is really good. It sort of changes art styles somewhat within each episode. Sometimes it'll be this kind of simple, you know, face shading. And other times it's like this cool pen drawing style. So that's That's Lavender Jack. I definitely recommend it.
Okay. So then mine, I'm going to go for the comic Hurt by Mix Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear.
Okay.
It is about... How about we read the summaries?
Okay. Yeah.
The summary is... it comes out every Tuesday. Hunter is an outcast... is a demon. Not only do they look nearly human, but they even act like one. This has gotten them in trouble many times. However, they soon will become much worse than an outcast after meeting a human named Kurt. And it's basically a love story between this demon who cares for humans and the other like demons don't. So Hunter has to take care of this demon named Kurt. And, fun fact, because it's Pride Month, Hunter is, agender, which means they are not a boy or girl. They are they, them. Which I think is cool. And Kurt is pansexual. Yep. And then Kurt, the human, is pansexual.
Alright, so now it's my turn for my webtoon, and my second one will be Lolland's Curse. So Lolland's Curse is, I guess you could call it a reboot of the old Lolland's Curse, which I read a little bit of, but then it ended. I'm not completely caught up yet on the reboot of Lolland's Curse, but so far, it is amazing. Definitely recommend it. Story-wise, I'd give it a 10, and art-wise, I would give it a 10. It's just such a great story. The artwork is the best thing I've ever seen, and you can definitely tell the differences between the reboot and the original Lolland's Curse, but I guess this webtoon is by Isakitan. I'm so sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that, but I think it's Isakytm. And I guess we should read the summary. David is what the supernatural crowd likes to call it, a true believer, a badge the teen wears proudly as he searches for the existence of all things scary and mysterious. When David, alongside his skeptical best friend Felix, are presented with proof that something terrifying may have landed right on their doorstep, the hunt for the curse of Lolland is on, and life will never be the same again. It updates every Thursday, and they are going to continue with it, and I am so excited for future episodes. So that's mine. Val, okay. What do you have?
I have this comic. I'm actually going to try to cosplay one of the main characters eventually. It's called Love is in the Error, and it is by Alfine Biome. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Yeah, we are so sorry.
Yeah, the summary is, Huxley is an evil genius who builds a robot that will match his intellect and partner with him in his nefarious plans to take over the city. However, the robot's programming somehow takes the term partner in a more romantic light.
Oh.
So then, Tara, the robot, who we have not... does not have a gender preset yet. People are calling it a male, but I don't want to... Gonna say they. I'm gonna cosplay Huxley at some point because I love his design. And for artwork, I would give it a 9 because it's super simple, like coloring and artwork, and the style is really cute. Out of 10 for this story, I'd probably give it an 8 because it is a slice of life.
Oh, those are always great.
But it also does have plot though, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your turn.
Nice. For my next comic, I have Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
I'm sure we all have heard of this. It's essentially just all these search browsers in a webtoon, and they make it work.
Yeah.
Somehow. We've got Internet Explorer, Bing, Google Chrome.
Who is the comic by?
It is by Mary Weatheray. I have not, I'm so, just disclaimer.
Yeah.
We are so sorry if we messed this up. She's also made another, it's kind of like meme a knockoff. Girls. Yeah, it's Meme Girls, which is... I love it. I finished it in, like, 20 minutes before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
It is so... The artwork is great. The characters are wonderful. Story-wise, give it a 9. And artwork, I'd give it a 9. It's actually really good. On to you, Val.
Okay. My final one for the segment will be called... is called Boy in Blue, and it's by Elzar V. Dot. And it has a slice of life romance. What can I say? I love slice of life
romance. Yes, obviously.
It is called In the Middle of the City, a boy with a million complexes stays to see how, at his young age, he is destroyed. Haha, just kidding.
Okay.
And it's just about this dude living his life. And...
slice of life. There yeah. you have it.
And... I really like it a lot, because the anime, like, how they draw it, I'm so sorry, how they draw it is so cute and pastel looking that I love it.
Pastel?
Yes.
You know, awesome.
I love pastel colors.
And for special one we both love, I didn't warn Val about this, but one we know we both love.
Is A Small World. It is so good. Oh, Ship Robin. And
by One Sun Jin. Slice of life, small world.
Yeah. So, for a boy in blue, for, like, artwork, I would totally give it a 10. Story, I'd give it a 7, because it doesn't have much story, but it's a slice of life, so what can you do? So, A Small World is this comic, basically, where it's a slice of life romance, again. What can we say? We love them.
Yeah.
And it's just about the couple, Julian and Robin, mm-hmm. going through their life as a couple. And we meet their friends and family members along the way. And they have pets.
It's just so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
If you're having a bad day, just...
totally read this comic.
It's... wow. I...
it makes anyone who's single want a partner.
It's funny. It's awesome. So that's all we have for the next segment.
Yep.
On to the next part. Next segment.
Yes. Sonic review.
We're not gonna rant about this. We're not gonna
get this
game.
Angry.
Yeah, we're not gonna get angry at this game. Or, not game, or movie.
But we're going to be talking about a Sonic game and a Sonic movie.
Yes, so we should probably start with the Sonic game.
Yes, I think. So it is the new Sonic game. Surprised that they didn't call it Super Sonic Racing.
Everybody wants Super, well, that's already a thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's its own brand. They can steal it.
Oh, Super Sonic Racing Remastered, that would be good.
Yeah, it's already their brand. They might as well just put it into another game.
And Sonic, yeah.
Sega is notorious for, like, making one good game, and then for years on end making bad games.
It's, yeah, because their other games, I mean, Crazy Taxi was an exception. Crazy Taxi was okay.
Yeah.
But Sonic was, like, the peak. It's Sega's Mona Lisa.
their Mario.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, a new Sonic game, it's always cool, but I'm not exactly looking forward to the new Sonic. I don't really like the Sonic Racing games.
I think it looks cool.
It looks great, but...
because it looks like an adventure game to where you're driving in that, but I'm kind of like, I'm here because I want to race because it looks like Mario Kart. Yeah. I don't want to do this for adventures.
More news as well. New Pokemon games.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Oh.
What did you think it was?
Really? That's what they're going with?
Yeah, it's Pokemon Sword and Shield. I saw the trailer this morning. You know, another Pokemon game.
Oh, no.
It looks like they're kind of running out of ideas.
Yeah, because, like, they got Sun and Moon. Why didn't they do Stars and Galaxy? Or Nebula and Galaxy?
I think Sword and Shield's pretty... I mean, maybe, like, Leaf and...
Tree.
Leaf and Tree.
Leaf and Tree. The new Pokemon game. Leaf and Tree.
I mean, you know... we should all be excited for another Pokemon game.
Yeah.
It just looks like Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, but... yeah. It does look like they're adding some new elements, like, big Pokemon. Like, in the trailer, it looks like they stretched the entire... I don't know.
Bringing it back to Sonic, yes. Have you guys seen the Sonic movie trailer?
it's been out for months, and I have.
I've only first watched it all the way through yesterday.
Mm.
Because I was scared. Okay, I'm going to talk about what I like about it first.
Yes,
and then
let's focus on the positive.
The soundtrack for the trailer was actually good. It's
Gangster's Paradise. I mean, yeah. You know.
And fits with, it kind of fits, and they timed it up well.
Yeah.
They did get a good guy to cast as Eggman.
Yes.
I do not care what anyone says. I think he fits perfectly if Eggman was a person.
Definitely. I love the acting, the casting choices.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then, it's not that I'm mad about it. It's just saying I wish, I'm hoping is happening. That we get to see more of Sonic's friends.
Well, this is supposed to be, like, an origin.
For Sonic.
Prequel. Yeah. It's weird to think about, but I don't like how they put it in the real world. It's always a Mobius with all the, with Eggman and the robots and the animals. There's no humans, per se.
And I think what the whole plot of the movie is meant to be is that it's meant to be like, he's so fast, and the government are like, we gotta stop him!
Yeah.
He took out power lines! What do we do? And I'm like, that is the stupidest plot you could have come up with for this Sonic movie.
I know. We're not mad at this. It's already received way too much hate, and we're not trying to add to that.
We're just saying
gonna try and give our opinion.
Yeah, we're not mad.
There is one thing I think we need to bring up.
What?
One word. Meow.
Meow. Dude, you're not gonna pass off as a cat. You're standing. And you're wearing Nike.
Let's focus on some of the iffy parts.
Eyes.
The eyes, definitely. Jinx.
Jinx. Knock on wood.
I said knock on recording studio.
Knock on recording
studio. The eyes. Okay.
Knock on coffee shop. We can talk about.
Knock on coffee shop. Okay. Eyes.
Yes. Why are they two? Why are they so tiny?
Again, we are so sorry if this sounds like we're being mad at it.
Yeah.
We're not. We're just kind of.
We're asking questions.
The eyes, I definitely think. So, it was a good experiment to do two eyes instead of just the one. It was a good experiment.
Mega unibrow.
Exactly.
Mega eyes.
I think it was a good idea. They're. Like we said, we received news on their Twitter, I think they said.
They're gonna change it.
A friend showed it. Yeah, well, we already knew that they were gonna change it. They posted a teaser picture, but now it just looks like it's a 2D Sonic. Which kind of ruins the whole aspect of it. But maybe it'll still be 3D.
Well, the thing is, if it's 2D, the thing is, that saves them money.
It does. But they were already planning to do
that. Yeah.
So, hopefully it'll be 3D. We're not actually sure. It's just,
why can't they just make it like Alvin and the Chipmunks? Like,
why don't they?
Have Sonic be a small Alvin and the Chipmunks.
A small little hedgehog.
It's Super Sonic. And follow my rainbow. It's like,
I mean, I'm excited.
Okay, I want to talk about an idea I just had.
What?
Okay, so creators of the movie, if you're listening, here's an idea.
Okay.
It's an after credits scene.
Okay.
And it's with Shadow.
Well, okay, people have already been making like fan posters where it's Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and then it's like a silhouette of Shadow.
Yeah,
I saw the funniest. It was the picture. You know how he's like, he's running on the the little poster.
Uh-huh.
Somebody changed it to Ugandan Knuckles, like a live action 3D.
Dude, I'm hoping if there's an after credit scene, it's just Ugandan Knuckles.
Oh, great.
I want there to be an after credit scene. I don't care. I don't care if it's just Sonic and Amy talking or whatever. I want there to be
Tails.
Or Tails. The thing is, Tails has to be in that movie, though. Tails has to
be in
the Sonic movie.
There's no way. There's no reference to Tails, no.
If there is no Tails in the Sonic movie, I don't think it's worth watching.
Well, we already know there's probably not going to be.
I know, but
they could change it in the future.
Whenever there's a Sonic, there's a Tails.
That's what we live by.
Yeah. So, like, you can't just not have Tails in a Sonic movie.
Then again, it is supposed to be an origin movie.
Yeah.
But I think that this is kind of like an experiment. They may continue this. They may not.
With how much hate they're getting, I'm surprised they're still going through with it.
By the way, the teeth. Okay. I'm excited. I will see it. I will go to the theater and legitimately watch it
Same.
With a good outlook. I know lots of people won't.
I'm going to be neutral about it. I'm going to be like, surprise me.
I know, yeah.
Make the soundtrack good.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Show me what you got.
Bring it. Because you put Gangster's Paradise in the intro.
It's going to be good.
Like, in the trailer. So I'm hoping it's going to be good.
If you don't have that in the movie, they're, you know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Based off what you just said, one of the most annoying things to me was in Suicide Squad back in 2016. How in the trailer, you have no idea how many times I rewatched different trailers at the time because I was obsessed with it. That in one of the trailers, it was Ballroom Blitz and they were fighting in the one building and Harley was just like fighting a guy in an elevator and they did not have that song in the movie. And I'm like, why? This fits so well.
Yeah.
I wish they would have had Ballroom Blitz in there. Ballroom Blitz is a good song.
I'll look it up. I haven't heard it actually.
It's good.
I don't.
Not sponsored by whatever band made Ballroom Blitz.
Not sponsored by music. How does that work?
I have no idea.
Anyway, that's our opinion on.
Yeah, I just.
I'm hoping
like he. You know how in like that one X-Men movie when they're trying to recruit people for the X-Men team?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want that, but for Sonic. Like I want him to be running around to like different places, trying to like gather up team members.
Mm-hmm. For the yeah.
Yeah, and he eventually like finds Tails and like this random. Junkyard or yeah. something. Knuckles is just punching a tree. Amy is in like some kind of beauty shop. Like yeah. She's in a Sephora.
We'll see. Probably if not in this movie, which probably not. But if they make a second one and they follow through with this franchise, I would enjoy seeing other characters. I don't know. We'll see where this movie goes first.
Yeah.
And that's our opinion. That's all we have for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We will. Like we said, we're hoping to be a little more active. We're not promising anything.
Yeah.
Because that didn't work out. But we will try and continue this. Yeah. So, this is Pixel.
And Val. Catch you guys on the flip side.
On the flippity flip. Alright. We will be back after a break.
Yeah!
Boom.